I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week.
Hey, Adam and Daniel.
Hey.
It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi, Jimmy Bear.
Sad to report that Tony Bennett will not be down for breakfast. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I almost didn't have this up. I
thought he was going to make a bad dad joke about Tony Bennett. I'm kind of, yeah, every time when you hear him, don't you kind of expect that, like, Jimmy Bear's going to give you one of those bad jokes? Like, every time I hear, I'm sorry, Jimmy Bear, that's your stick. So when I get a call from you, I'm just like, oh, good. It's going to be a Jimmy Bear joke. But he only does bad jokes
on Big Fatty's show, right? He doesn't call every show. Like, he's never called this show and given us a bad joke. But yes,
yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he has. He's called and given us a bad joke before. Yeah.
Oh.
But, I mean, I specifically asked for it. But yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, he's called show before. I'm just saying, you know, I don't listen to Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't listen to Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 4174 of the BFO for Monday the 5th of February 2024. Y'all coming up today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna begin to tell you all about the trip to the mountains, Big Fatty. Number one fan or enterers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is the final week. The final week, I tell you, of the 16th year of the BFO. And y'all, the entries came in. They came in. And y'all, I'm just going to run down the list of the entries. Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. y'all, here are the ones, and y'all, if you don't hear your name, let Big Fatty know. Y'all, first of all, we've got Dr. Stone, we've got Daddy Ron, we've got Hot Kevin, we've got Moose P, we've got Gah, wait a minute, who is Big Fatty? Oh, that's the Flobfo. Gary Bearden, we've got Mac and Flo Rider, y'all, we've got Denny up there in the Chicago's, Mr. Tim Kumo, Patty Bacon, we've got the Laughing Buddha, we've got, Terminally Single Tim and the Baby's Arm. We've got Hendrick. We've got Ate Cruza. We've got Brian in the Bury. We've got Phoenix Dave. We've got Miseries Lauren. We've got Sha Tom. We've got Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Y'all, we've got my straight boyfriend, Phil. We have got Tim from Taste Like Burning. We've got Lamont Cranston, Kathy Marshall, Joe Zubia, the Shy Yeti, Alex Elefevre, Dr. P. We've got Gay Country West. We've got Casey from Denver. We've got Guru Nudy in Tampa. We've got Francie 57. Y'all, we've got Ken. We've got that Joey Bukkake. And y'all, then we had three entries that I need to go and ask the judges about. Judges, I've got one here from Miss Bacon. And in it, it says, vote Bacon 5:14 p.m. for right. And y'all, then I've got one from my Northeast Straight Daddy. Isn't the deadline normally the Friday before the game? And then y'all, Scotty down there in the future, Judges, let's go to the judges and see what they have to say about these three. Miss Bacon's. Miss Bacon's came in at, 5:14 p.m., but that was Central Time. And as we all know, the deadline was 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern, the only time zone that matters. My Northeast straight Jenny, his came in at 7:32 p.m. And Scotty's came in the next day, y'all. I mean, you know, he's down there in the future. So, y'all, there are the entries of the folks that'll be going into the colostomy bag for the big drawing on Sunday. Yes, Big Betty, now move the show forward.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I guess so, y'all, today, the 5th of February, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium, y'all. I've known one of these fellers for many years, and y'all have met his other half, I think just once, at Rat World, at the Fantasmic. Y'all didn't get to really spend a lot of time with him, but y'all, I get to watch him on that Rat World Without Us, and y'all, he is on the Twitty, so he's always posting all kinds of good things. Y'all, I am talking about none other than Daniel Bieber and Zach Bingvenny. We love Daniel and Zach. We do indeed. So, y'all, they're getting ready to buy a new house. Yes, we're ready. And y'all, if you see Daniel or Zach on any of the social medias, wish them a happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right,
knock it off. Dear Gussie, y'all, I think that last time I spoke to you, we had been to the brewery and had some delicious food and all. Y'all, we came back Thursday night. Nothing really to report. The Nip and I got in the hot tub, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Y'all, we got up on Friday morning. Y'all, we had our massages booked. And y'all, we went to a place called what was it called? Big Fatty, we don't know. Well, I'm trying to find it right now. I just saved it on the www. Oh, it was called Urban Exhale. The three of us had an hour and a half massages. Y'all, this was Flo's. This was Flo's treat. And Flo had a female massage therapist, and she did a great job. And Big Fatty had Irish Baines. And y'all, Irish, he's 6'5", huge. Y'all, he was a huge man. And but y'all, oh my God. Oh my God, it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. That good deep tissue, and y'all, he uh, He rubbed everything just right. Big Fatty, don't make it vulgar. I won't. And y'all, as only can happen with the Nips massage, y'all. Let's do this. Have some fun and play shenanigans. Y'all, the Nip was very. He was very hesitant, I'll say, about the massage. But, y'all, there was no reason to, and he enjoyed it and all. But, y'all, after it was over, he came out and says, well, did y'all have the sensual massage? I said, no, I had the deep tissue massage, and Flo says I did too. He goes, well, mine, the guy that did mine, he had these brass bowls, and he would put it up near my ear and tap on it like a gong, and he would have let the stress and all merge with the table, and it becomes, goes into the clouds, and you become one with the table, and y'all. And then he put the brass bowl on the Nip's stomach and was gonging it, y'all. If it was supposed to do something, it didn't. But y'all, only the Nip would get the gonging. Massage. I mean, it was, it wasn't deep tissue, but it was, you know, there was massage and all in there too, but there was a spiritual element that only the Nip, could, get the spiritual, thing. And, y'all, after we finished our massage, and y'all, they were wonderful. They were just wonderful. And a big thank you to Flo for, having that surprise gift app for us. And y'all, from there, y'all, we had gotten a recommendation to go to a place called the Mast General Store, MAST. And y'all, it's kind of like, for lack of a better term, it has kind of the feel of the gift shop at the Cracker Pot, and it's huge. It has it has clothes and hiking gear and all kinds of stuff like that. And you know, it has the candies that you pull a few of this and a few of that, the old timey candies, then you pay for it by the pound. And y'all, Big Fatty got a little mixture of candies. Y'all, I got some bitter honey and Mary Jane and lemon heads and the peanut butter plank things and the Chico stick. And y'all, there was all kinds of stuff. Oh, the orange slices. And the lemon and the lime slices that have the kind of white rind in them. And, y'all, just all kinds of stuff. The chocolate raisins. Y'all, I got me a cast iron skillet. Y'all, I've never had a cast iron skillet. And I regret that I didn't take my mother's, but I didn't. And so I got me a cast iron skillet, and it's not a big one, but it's going to be perfect. Like if I was going to make a pan of cornbread in the oven. And y'all, I'm excited. I'm excited about all of that. And from there, we went back to the house. And rested up a little bit. But y'all, we had only had about an hour and a half before we had to head back into town. Cause y'all, we had dinner at 132 or 123 Main, 321 Main, something like that. I don't remember what it was called, but y'all, it was a real nice place. Y'all, we had a skillet of cornbread. And then the Nymph got the special, which was some steak medallions. And y'all, it was kind of fancy pants. Not too fancy pants, but we dressed for it. Flo got the double thick poke chop. Y'all, it was, I mean to tell you, it was at least 3 to 4 inches thick. And you know, it had two bones. It was double. It was a double poke chop. And Big Fatty got the barbecue ribs. Y'all, they were delicious. Just delicious. And we all sampled each other. And y'all, then, of course, there had to be dessert. So there was peanut butter pie and white chocolate creme brulee. Big Fatty Granny would have loved that. He would have. And so after that, y'all, we headed on back to the house. And y'all, it was, we were all fat as a pig. Fat as a pig, I tell you. And then on, let's see, that was Friday. And then on Saturday, what do we do Saturday? Y'all, we didn't have anything really planned for Saturday. So, we got up and we went into a town called Hendersonville. There was a barbecue restaurant there that came highly recommended. There were a couple of them, but y'all, on our way there, the road got closed and we missed the sign saying it was going to be closed. So we had to kind of turn around and come back. But it was good because we figured out the way we were going to go home on Sunday. And anyway, we went into Hendersonville, and y'all, it is a nice little downtown area, lots of shops, very tourist-oriented, and we went there. Y'all, they had another one of those Mass General Stoves, and Big Fatty got another sampling of the candies, after that, y'all, we just walked around, Flo, evidently, the Asheville area has a very high concentration of the craft beer, makers. And so she wanted to try, a couple of those. So we did that over the weekend and, y'all, we went, since we couldn't go to one barbecue restaurant, y'all, we went to another one that was right there in Hendersonville, highly recommended. And so, y'all, we had a nice early supper. The Nip got a plate to go. And, y'all, we went back to the house. And, y'all, I couldn't believe it, but on the TV machine was that Forrest Gump. And y'all, Big Fatty, you know, Big Fatty's in that film, but y'all, I hadn't seen it in years and years, so we got to see Big Fatty, and y'all, I'll have to tell you about the rest of the weekend on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, busy week. Busy week. Poodle and I are getting the grandstand set up for the big step down of Miss Beaver during the halftime of the Superb Owl. Y'all, you don't want to miss it. Put it in your VRC to be ready to join the BFO's naming of the number one fan for 2024 at halftime of the Superb Owl. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard one of the anniversarium folks. That's that Daniel Bieber. Daniel, what do you think about it?
I'm just saying. You know, I don't listen to Big Fatty.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you didn't hear your anniversarium wishes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.